You're about to listen to After Dark with the Secret Transmission Podcast. No research, no particular topics.
I know it's picking up a little bit, but it's not
yeah,
bad.
Yeah, no. I was like, I hear that.
When I record with the Goobs, there's a lot of times I can hear the TV, but it doesn't pick up like I think it does. For some reason, the dogs pick up, but the TV won't sometimes. So
right.
I've kind of gotten a little...
You know, the popular thing now on like YouTube is people leaving in their screw-ups or little weird things that happen.
Yeah.
They don't edit. It's like a one continuous rant or one continuous thing.
I have been noticing, but they still do the chops. Like, they still do the cut.
Occasionally, if there's like dead air or, you know...
I hate when it's so much chops that it's like,
yeah.
Like we did, like, you know, we could rant about YouTubers all day.
God, yeah.
It's all the same. It's all the exact same editing.
And right.
That's what kills me. And it's the same kind of like Family Guy kind of jokes.
Yeah.
Like the quick cutaway, like. Fucking Lion King, though. And then it comes back.
Or not even that, where some videos where they're trying to pretend to have a normal conversation, but you can see the cuts.
Yeah.
You can see the edits where they're cutting it to make it look like a much faster conversation than it actually is. And it's like, why even do that?
I do that with the podcast, though.
Well, okay, that's one thing. But when you're filming yourself, and you're, you know, making it look like something.
It's like, I can't remember what movie it is, but like they're filming like an interview and there's a clock in the background and like they're trying to make the person look like they're saying something they're not. So it cuts, but you can clearly see the clock in different positions.
Oh, that was an episode of
The Simpsons?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. That's what it was.
They were trying to make Homer sound like a sex offender. Like he grabbed some chick's ass or something like that.
That's right. I do remember that.
And
now.
They were making him look like a monster, and they edited him saying different things. And yeah, then you can see the clock in the background doing.
That's what I feel like when I watch those kind of YouTubers. But yeah. Like for our show, I just cut it so our conversation flows.
It flows. Yeah.
Because sometimes I'm an idiot and I have to be like,
Bohemian Grove?
Yeah. I was going to say because.
Oh, yeah. But.
So this is After Dark. We're doing an After Dark episode now.
Oh.
That we.
Oh, yeah. We were recording.
Yeah. We're in this.
Whoops.
This is a filler episode of After Dark since we don't have the Monster Madness Tournament Round 3 happening right away. But I am your host. Toby, alongside me are my co-hosts. Please introduce yourselves.
Rudy.
Kristen.
And Satan.
You're not really a co-host, though.
I'm the producer. I produce stuff.
But he said co-host.
Oh, well, I produce-host it.
He just kind of cuts in whenever he wants, doesn't he?
Yeah, he just jumps in. That's the producer of the show. I sold my soul to him to make the show better.
He needs a shower.
He's needed a right. shower for
yeah.
months.
Yeah. It's kind of funky today.
Yeah.
I don't know what the deal is.
Well, Addison is not here. That's why we decided to do a
that's what it is.
Filler.
He's not getting all spiffy for Addison. Yeah. Anyway, she wasn't going to be here.
She knows she wants it. She begs for it.
Oh, my gosh.
She loves Twizzlers.
You're not pretty enough, though. She's got a taste.
Hey, she's got a type, but come on now. We all know.
No.
We all know.
No, she has said no repeatedly.
She has...
Satan, no means no.
Are you sure about that? I'm not.
No.
Depends on what realm you're in, I guess.
I'm actually not sure about that.
Me and Harvey have talked, and...
Oh, you went there, huh?
Oh, shit.
What? I don't know what you're talking about.
Uh-huh. What a scumbag.
Let me guess, it's off today. Today means no and no means yes.
And I'm not talking about Satan, I'm talking about Harvey.
Well, so in this little filler episode, we're just gonna, we've got some topics. Just some stuff to talk about. First off, let me tell you about the video game museum, Rudy.
Oh, yes. Please.
Kristen and I and our 9-year-old, Gibson, we went to Frisco to the National Video Game Museum.
Neat.
Frisco, Texas. If you if you're in the area, I highly suggest going. We had a lot of fun. There is a ton of free video games, like consoles set up.
Oh, yeah.
There's mm-hmm. Segas, there's Ataris.
You can test everything. There's a gigantic Atari Pong.
There's a giant Pong. It's like a 72-inch screen,
uh-huh.
and you play with
the
these...
dial is literally a foot wide.
It's like a steering
You have to
wheel.
Drive it oh, to like do the
just
little
Just to make
thing.
The paddles go up and down. It's super cool.
Oh, I'm wow. a Banff at it, just so you know. If you ever want to go. I mean, I'll put my title on the line for you, Reed.
Yeah, it's like $12 to get in for an adult, $10 for kids.
Uh-huh.
You get four free tokens at the very beginning, but tokens there are just like Pocket Change was a long time ago, which was a video, an arcade local here, mm-hmm. well, like 30 minutes away, but it's like a quarter per token.
Right.
But, okay, so I hate to say this, but don't get your hopes up like you're going in the Chuck E. Cheese or something when you go to the arcade. It is literally arcade, like old school
oh, yeah.
joystick. You know, stand up driving, like it's not like it, you know.
They had Mortal Kombat, Street Fighter 2. They had a bunch of really
Michael
cool
Jackson's
stuff.
Moonwalker.
Yeah, it was really
so the classics from back in
Pac-Man
the
Pac-Man was definitely a hit.
Yeah, they had in my opinion too many Pac-Man games, but that's going to be something that is going to, you know, a lot of people were going to want to play, which is weird. I didn't see a Galaga.
I did.
Oh, there was a Galaga?
Yeah, it was over in a corner.
Oh, I wasn't paying attention.
But, I mean, whatever you don't play in there, you can play out there, like, whenever you're doing your tour. They call it stages.
Right.
Like, there's so many, like, it's stage one. Like, you go all the way to, like, stage 13. There's even a stage where it says, stage 13, family time. Like, and that's my favorite. I won't ruin everything, but that one was my favorite because it literally looks like a... living room that fell right out of the 70s. They had the TV that was hooked up. They
cool.
had a console. They had the old flowery like
uh-huh.
couch.
The
they had Time
patterns.
Magazines.
So it was very 70s
paneled
decor.
Wall.
Yeah,
yeah they
oh,
even had
cool.
the wood paneled wall and everything, and mm-hmm. like the little rotary phone and shit. And I mean, it was super cool. And people can just sit there. It's like all photo ops and everything. But there are things that I didn't even know existed.
Yeah, so they even have like some of the more expensive games like this.
Uh-huh.
I'm showing Rudy, I'm bragging about my reproduction cart of the world, the Nintendo World Championship 1990 cart. There's copies of this game that sell for $32,000.
Jeez.
Yes.
Holy crap.
Yes. Anyways, I have a reproduction.
Yeah, don't be alarmed, ladies and gentlemen. We did not mortgage our house for this one. He is showing Rudy.
This one cost me like $35.
Never allowed
that.
Right.
But,
right.
An
original?
They had the real one.
Ooh.
The one that was like a test model, right?
No,
or,
that's the one
that was
played. The one for competition use in the 90s.
Had a whole bunch of different stuff. And it was so funny because you can kind of hear it because you have... So it's like when generations collide there.
Mm-hmm.
So you have like parents who are taking kids and these little kids are like, yeah, I'm a badass. Like I'm a fucking, you know, champ at games. And then you get them and their parents. I was watching, I think I have a little clip of like this. There was this little boy and his mom and they were playing this Atari game.
Uh-huh.
And it was like a fighter game.
I didn't see any.
Or not, it was an Atari game, but it was a fighter game. It was over there where you were playing, what's his name? The floppy-headed guy.
Oh, Earthworm Jim.
Earthworm Jim. So there was a game. So it was with the Ataris, but it wasn't the Atari game. But it was like a Street Fighter game almost.
Uh-huh.
She was whooping the shit out of him. And he was crying. And he was going, quit doing
you're
that.
Hacking.
That's not fair. That's not fair.
You're a hacker.
And she says, I told you, I used to play this game. Look, I still got it. I know what this is about. Like, and that's where it's funny because, you know, you got old school meets new school. Uh-huh. And it's like,
this ain't Fortnite, kid.
The battlegrounds are totally uneven,
yeah.
but they collide. And
right.
you're like, yeah. And you're like watching it. And for some reason, I had satisfaction. I was like, cry, little kid, cry.
Right.
Like, this is not Fortnite.
Well,
this is not nothing.
After being killed by so many little shits online.
Yes.
And all these little 12-year-old trash talkers.
Serves you right.
Yeah. It's kind of nice to see one get his own.
You're,
for sure.
Rudy's going to be the guy that sits in there all day long just waiting for kids.
Whooping
come on,
their
kid.
Ass.
Yeah.
Drop that quarter in Street Fighter right there. I dare you.
I was more of a Killer Instinct fan back in the day.
Man,
oh,
man. Yeah.
That was fun.
There was always that rumor of... you could make all the characters naked and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, ho, ho. Because they have, like, a fatality type system.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And one of the characters, which they, I think it is one of their finishers, she smushes you with her boobs.
No, she flashes you and you explode.
Oh, that's right. But you don't actually...
I really did not forget that, by the way.
I couldn't remember. But it doesn't actually show anything.
Because she puts her back to the camera and then you just
see her jacket open.
And then the other characters just like their eyes boing out and then they patch just die.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. There was a bunch of cool stuff though, and there was that one game that I'm still hooked on that I wanna get my hands on somehow and play, that cryogenic one that
called. We don't know what it is, but they showed like the box for it. It was called cryogenic
nightmare. It was a cryogenic nightmare or something.
Yeah,
like that.
But it looked like a white mask.
Uh-huh. With like eyes, like real eyes.
Ooh, I don't know. It looked creepy though. I want to find out what it is.
But I want to get
you,
it.
Did you see what is it called? Polybius.
No.
Was that not in there?
No, but after all this, because a lot of shows have covered the Polybius story,
urban legend. Yeah.
I want to do an episode of video games, urban legend type thing in the future.
Yeah.
Because I think that'd be fun. Because, you know, there's certain games that, like, the music, it tells you to kill yourself.
Oh, and, yeah, you know, yeah,
just
yeah.
weird stuff like that. See what we can find.
Kind of like old cartoons, supposedly. Like, or early Disney cartoons have weird shit happening in them sometimes. Right.
They have, like, rated R Atari games, too. I showed you that one where it was, like, X-Man. And it's like, it says, like, this contains adult material.
Uh-huh. An Atari game. Like,
how adult could it be?
They also had things like Slaughterhouse and Leisure Suit Larry, which was very adult.
I love Leisure Suit Larry. So it was really funny. Whenever I was 16, I played Playboy Mansion. Absolutely loved that game. I would play it for like hours upon end because you had to build up your business as, you know, Hugh Hefner, and you had to, every month you had to make sure your magazine was prepared and how it was laid out. And if people, you got it based on your ratings, like they would release it and say this many people loved it and blah, blah, blah. And you had to like make sure the girls were entertaining the guys and make sure people, it was like almost like a
sim game.
Yeah. Like a tycoon, a Playboy Mansion tycoon. Yeah. And I was like, fuck yes, these girls are going to get out here and work this shit. I'm about to get me some ratings. But I loved it. Now, if I was to play it, shittiest graphics ever. The graphics would have been shitty. It was on Xbox.
Do you know about the guy game?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
We played the guy game.
Well, it got recalled because an underage girl in it.
She's like, what, 15, 16?
I always thought she was just like 17.
She was like borderline.
That's what I think. But I'm not 100% sure on the story. But that'd be something fun to talk about.
I think from what I remember of the story, she lied and said she was 18.
Mm-hmm.
But during the time of filming, she was actually 15 or 16.
God, could you imagine this?
And that's why they recalled it.
This one girl ruined your whole video, which probably could have spun off to be a video game franchise because of like Girls Gone Wild and stuff.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. And then those guys get in trouble.
Because they should have been checking IDs. I mean, they should have been dotting their I's and crossing their T's on that one. You're talking about releasing worldwide something.
You're gonna put young naked girls in your game.
Period. Yeah. Naked guys, girls. I mean, anything's gonna happen.
But this was a few years ago. This was right around the time where younger girls were wanting to look like older girls, and it was, you know, you gotta watch out for that stuff, man.
Yeah,
I mean, really. Traps, man.
Rudy's like, trap. Trust me, it's all a trap.
Listen.
Girlfriend, right, wipe that makeup off. I want to see how old you really look.
So
it's the older ones that like try 11. To look young that you got to watch out for. Yeah.
So, like I said, the video game museum, it's awesome. Go check it out. But I want to tell you something that was really funny going down there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I think it was after we were leaving. Whichever it was. So we see all the big, tall buildings. And
oh, shut up, Toby.
I gotta tell you, because it's really funny. No, it's funny because it was.
If I lose listeners because of you, I'm gonna kill you.
So we see this big tall building. It's like 40 stories tall.
Yeah,
and it's just glass. And I was like, hey, Gibson, look at this glass, building.
Yeah,
and he's like, is it all glass? I was like, no, it's a building. You know, we're talking about it. And me and Kristen are like, oh, can you imagine being a window washer? And, you know, we're having that conversation of, no, I couldn't. And she was like, well, You know, I'd be so mad because there'd be fingerprints on the
OCD.
Outside.
I said, could you imagine an OCD person in that building because of the fingerprints? And he goes, Kristen, why the fuck would there be fingerprints on the 40th floor?
I was like, I don't know.
Especially on the outside.
Yeah, I was like, is Spider-Man climbing up it?
I've had a day to think about this.
Okay.
What if the window washer doesn't do a good job and he's the one who leaves the fingerprints?
Then he's got to go back out there and clean it.
See what I'm saying? So there could be fingerprints on the 40th floor, you fuckbag. Don't ever call me out like that again.
But there shouldn't just be fingerprints.
You don't know. And that's why I said, you never know. It could be a ghost or God coming down going,
wouldn't that be some shit, though? You come to work, you get on the 40th floor, and all you look out your office window, and there's a handprint right there.
It's like, and you're OCD, and you're in a glass building as it is, like going... Who the fuck did this shit?
Man.
Who's the jokester around here?
Oh, I would totally do something like that. Oh, my God.
I would be
God.
So pissed.
You'd figure out how to
do like a fucking penis imprint.
I'd figure out if somebody, you know, if Kristen ever had an office job like that and she was on the 16th floor, I would definitely be going up there somehow on the outside. I would.
Boyston going.
I would. I'd be like, hey, teach me how to do this. I'm doing a documentary. We go handprint. All right, I'm good, guys. And then I take off.
No, that's when you give her what's it called? Smushed ham?
Smushed ham.
Press ham.
What are you talking about?
Put your junk up against the window?
You put your ass up against it.
No, I've never.
So, and then you think about that, too. But the window washer, if he doesn't do a good job, and then you got the running of the water, like a little strip of water, that'd fucking drive you up the wall. I'd have to quit my job.
Like if they accidentally left a streak.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So I could not be the... I don't want the window office, sir.
I knew what she meant.
I want to be on the inside. I don't want the window office. Give me the four walls.
I knew what she meant when she was saying... But it just caught me like, why would there be fingerprints at the 40th floor, you
dingleberry? He said, what is it? Fucking Spider-Man's over there climbing on the wall or what?
But like I was thinking, when she said it, the first thing that really went through my head is like, yeah, bugs and birds. And then I was like, wait a minute, did you say fingerprints?
God, that'd be a funny little joke to put in a Spider-Man movie. You know, like one of the characters has OCD, and he knows the character has OCD, and he just goes up and
handprint. Someone that's mean to Peter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that'd be great.
That'd be hilarious.
It would be the freaking editor.
Oh yeah, J. Jonah Jameson.
Mm-hmm.
Jonah Jameson's
a different genre of film. Just so you know.
Who? Jonah?
Not Jonah. He said Jenna Jameson.
Oh, I said Jonah Jameson. Isn't it Jonah Jameson?
I don't know.
You got me confused now. Hold on.
Because Jane is a girl name. Jonah.
Oh, anyways, whatever.
Jenna Jameson is an adult star.
Oh yeah,
Is that the one that slept with Trump? Possibly.
No, that was supposedly Stormy Daniels.
I don't care. You'd have to, there is not amount of money you could pay me to sleep with that.
Well, apparently there is an amount of money that you can pay someone.
It depends on what your person, like your personal thing is, like how low you'll stoop, I guess.
I mean, she stoops pretty low being with me.
That's true. That's true.
My God.
She just gave me the go to hell look.
It's a pretty good one, too. Yeah.
So, Kristen, will you tell Rudy about your dream?
My weird dream.
So she's first off, I've been having a lot of really bizarre dreams. Mm-hmm. Not anything like this. But then she wakes up the other day and she's like, I had this crazy dream.
So. It had me in tears. I mean, I was panicked. I was freaked out. But so, like, I mean, everybody knows, like, I've had those dreams, like, where I felt like somebody stood on the side of my bed or whatever. This was, like, nothing compared to it. So, like, I had, like, this, and I haven't been really having, like, any dreams, like, nothing like that. And I haven't been watching anything but South Park and everything before I go to bed because that's what I get made to watch. But so it wasn't like I watched something weird that made it happen. But I was having this, sleeping, I had this dream. And in my dream, which I'm sorry about my voice because I have really bad allergies right now, so I'm sure it sounds like shit. But so I was having this dream, and in my dream, I was like in this like group outside, almost like these buildings or like a school or something, like this campus, and there was a whole bunch of people. And out of nowhere, there comes this plane, and it's like carrying this sign, and everybody's like, "Look at that plane carrying this." Oh no, it was really weird, almost like it was like, you know, moving it.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody was like, "Oh, that plane, like, it's wobbling, look at it." And like all these people are focused on this plane, and like I'm kind of focused on it, but I'm kind of not. And all of a sudden it like hits the ground and it, like drags and it, like craters into the ground. Well, all these people like walk off, and they're over there looking at this like it was like a distraction.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's this thing, like this woman kind of looking figure, but she's like really tall, but almost is like super booming, powerful voice, you know? And there's me and like three other people that are like standing there, but those other like three people are kind of like just like clueless. Like they're just kind of like clear eyed, you know, like don't really know what's going on. They're kind of like her decoy kind of people or something.
Mm-hmm.
So like we're standing there and she like tries something on one of these people, like in what, and I'm like, okay. And then out of nowhere, she leans forward and she doesn't say anything. Like I can't hear her voice or anything, but all of a sudden something shoots out and it's almost like a tube or like something weird. And it like goes into my eye.
Mm-hmm.
And then like she just breathes into my mouth. And when she breathes into my mouth, like in my dream, I felt like a cold. And then I felt like I had like went into like a, not even like a trance, but almost like another dream state within my dream.
Inception.
And pretty much like no a kidding. Dream within my dream. And so in my dream, like I could like feel her like going through like my head almost. And in my dream, I see like the sand clearing off of this stuff and I can see writing, but I can't see the writing. But out of nowhere, like, I mean, and it felt like I could feel myself like moving backwards and everything, like whenever she hit me with it and all of a sudden she stopped. And then like that kind of went away in my dream and it all went back to us looking at this plane like nothing had ever happened. Well, later on in my dream, I'm like standing at somebody's house and like it's like a get together or something and I'm washing my hands and someone knocks on the door and I'm like, and it opens and they're standing there and they just look at me and they said, "You're the life star." And they walk away because the lady had, well, I backed this up, but the lady had kind of in my, like, whenever she had her shit into me, she was like searching for something and like pretty much was like looking for something that like what I was or like almost like I had information.
Right.
And then that's whenever that person opens the door and they look and they're like, "You're the life star," and they walk away. And then I woke up.
See, this
and I was almost in tears. Like I did not know what it meant. I had no clue, but I could feel every bit of it. Like even whenever she went into my eye.
Oh yeah.
And like I was scared. I remember looking and going, "What's going on?" And like she was plugged into this other person and then she was like all of a sudden out of nowhere she hits me and it's in like my dream. I knew what was happening. Like I was like, okay, I know this is probably going to hurt, like, but at the same time, I was like, just do it and get it over with. And then that's whenever she, like, hit me with this, like, clear, like, tube. Only it was a soft kind of thing. And, like, I could see it coming at my eye, and then it hits me, and then she, like, just breathes into me, and I was like...
See, you know, when people are like, "Oh, let me tell you about my dream," you're like, "Well, this didn't really happen. This you might as well be making up a story." But that's a really weird thing, like... What is it? The life
star? I don't know.
Life star.
I never heard anything like that. I didn't fucking watch anything where they're talking about life star. I watched fucking documentaries and stuff and like killing shit. Like nobody's like, "Oh, by the way, I'm gonna kill you. You're the life star." Like I had no clue and like nothing. So I kind of did some research on it and stuff. And there's a Medicare flight that's called the life star, and then there's a feng shui thing, and there's like 9 life stars within the feng shui. And each one represents something different and means something different.
Mm.
Don't even know nothing about feng shui. I don't practice feng shui. I don't nothing about it. But it had me terrified. The next morning when I woke up, I like had like tears in my eyes because I was like, have no clue.
Well, right here, the very first Google search for Life Star is a it's a recovery network for people who are addicted to sex.
Ah.
Well, keep moving.
Maybe it was meant for me.
Oh, there's a couple in our local area too.
yeah.
Might want to look into them. One of you,
one of us.
But yeah,
I know you meant me, so
yeah.
I'll keep that in mind.
There's no help for you. You've been a degenerate for thousands
Death
of
Star.
Years.
He's a Death Star.
Death Star.
Oh, come on now. That's not nice.
A little flickering Death Star. It's like doing the little...
Yeah.
The little gas, like the emission thing. The little...
Well, but that's what I was saying. It's just like... when
the dust.
Different kind of laser.
When people start talking about their dreams, you're like, "Oh, it's all made up." But like, it was just such a weird detail. So I was just curious if anyone else has ever had Because, okay, when we did...
Now, granted, I've never said, like, anything. I mean, when we talk aliens, I say I would have to believe it. I would have to see it to believe it. That it's not like this is all of a sudden like, oh, I believe in aliens. Because it wasn't even like an alien figure. It was almost a mix between an alien, maybe, and a god. It
doesn't have to be an alien figure.
Well, she's
not... Well, I'm not sitting there. I don't want people going... Oh, she thinks she's had an alien abduction. Like,
no. I'm not trying to paint that picture.
Well, no, because she's saying she had a dream.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You know, she's not going, okay, check this shit out.
Well, see, we did that Betty Andreessen case.
And people are going to probably think that people who have those dreams, because that new movie Stupid came out where she got a... Well, I shouldn't use that example. Let's X-nay that back. But people have sat there and said, like... That they felt like their abduction was a dream. So that's why I'm saying right. I don't want people thinking like that.
And
I'm
that's,
saying
that's
that
what
I
I'm saying. That when we did the Betty Andreessen case, like we talked about it and we kind of thought some of her experiences might have just been very vivid dreams.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like my sleep paralysis when I used to have them really bad.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure a few of them were very vivid dreams, but I know some of them I was awake for.
Right.
It's like I know some of them I was awake for. So, yeah, you know. Same thing.
But again, I just thought it was interesting. And you know what? She's not, and Kristen's not sitting here saying, like, oh, no, it was definitely an alien. She's just like, oh, I had this weird dream. And I'm the one that was like,
I mean, it may not even mean anything. I mean, if right. later on I have another dream or something, like, but hell, who knows? I could have fucking ate donut holes at night. It could have been because of the fucking donut holes because I never eat anything sweet.
The powdered sugar made you have a vivid dream.
I'm not one of those people where I'm going to be like, oh, I'm on a fucking mission now. Like, well, I'm going to go and find me a fucking goddess alien out there sucking people's eyeballs and blowing smoke into people. Like, I don't know.
Well, I was just curious if anyone's ever had, you know, because I think that's how any investigation should start with any kind of abduction or mm-hmm. cryptid mm-hmm. or shadow people. Whatever experience you're having, you just... Post it on a website where, you know, people are collecting these kind of stories and see if other people are having these kind of experiences. And that way, if you have 20 people that are like, yeah, I've had the Life Star thing in my dream, too, then there might be something there. So that's kind of why I wanted it to be put out into the internet.
Yeah, and I don't want people thinking like that I'm a cold-hearted bitch, like I don't care. Like, you, if you know me, like, people just... No, Rudy. If people know me, then they understand that I'm OCD. And look, my body... Yeah, why don't you shut up over there, you fucking piece of shit.
Go back to Netflix. Like,
yeah, go Netflix and chill, bro. But so I already have OCD super bad, so the last thing I need to do is pile a dream that I have no way of finding out what the meaning is behind it to worry myself every day about it.
Well,
like,
I just changed your name in my phone
shut
to
up.
Life Star.
Oh my God.
You are now Life Star.
You're gonna get a text from her, and she's gonna, you're gonna be like, "Who the fuck is this?"
I'm gonna go, "Oh, the Life Star got a hold of me. I feel honored."
Oh my God! See, that's another reason why I didn't want to tell it, because people are gonna be like, "This bitch thinks she's special. Oh, she's a Life Star."
Oh, can you imagine social media when they hear this episode?
Oh,
I do not think I'm special. I am not chosen by any means.
Hashtag the Life Star.
If anything, the Life Star on a ship means dishwasher. I mean, that's exactly what it is. Like, it's who I am.
The aliens are picking you to be the dishwasher.
Yep.
You are, because I clean floors really well, and I'm very OCD with cleaning, so they're like, you shall be my Life Star of my apartment. Like,
well, you know what? How funny if that's what a lot of these abductions and stuff are. Yeah. And people are like, oh, I'm meant for something special. I'm chosen. And they're like, yeah, you're chosen to clean the toilet.
Like, kind of like that one weirdo pedophile that said he was the star child or whatever.
Stan Romanek.
Yes. What was his?
He did have a weird name, didn't he?
Like Starbeam or Star Child or something like that.
Maybe.
Sunbeam or
Shit,
something weird.
Never mind. I got it. You Father know? Yod has come back from the dead and he has chosen me. I am the Life Star in his group.
You've been touched. It's happened. You've been touched by the goddess, though. She breathed life into you.
Well, see, that's the thing.
You are the Life Star.
Wasn't there something...
I never thought of it like that, though. That's weird that you said
that.
Andreessen.
What was her first name?
Betty Andreessen.
Betty Andreessen. Her thing was one of her experiences when she was abducted or had an out-of-body experience, they took her to a different plane and she saw like a huge bird-like creature that like was emitting like light from them, and she thought it was God.
Well, see, mine was like mixed between goddess. I wouldn't even so much as say alien, but maybe so goddess, alien, robot. I would say those three were mixed.
That's a pretty yeah.
Because in my mind it's not even like that. I'm saying okay, robot
okay,
only
where's
because
the robot part come from.
I'm saying it's armor probably wise, and I can't tell. Like I would say like almost like she had.
I like that it mixes all the fandoms together. It's like a really cool cosplay.
So what I'm saying is I'm going to sue y'all because I'm having these dreams because of this fucking podcast. So prepare to be served.
I don't know if I want to get sued.
And you're
going to
get caught because you're going to have me in your phone as live star. They're going to go through your shit.
Like, sir, you're going to be on the stand and they're going to be like, sir, can we see your phone?
Well, I'm going to say that I was forced to do it.
Some robot goddess alien bitch told me I had to.
Some robot goddess alien told me that the live star commanded it. Oh, I'm going to have fun with this.
Oh, my God. I got to go.
Oh, such good material.
Oh my goodness.
Where are you going, Lifestar? You gotta go to the bathroom.
You wanna take a break for
yes,
a second?
I'm about to pee my pants from laughing
okay.
over
well,
here.
Well, let's take a quick break and
the Lifestar commands.
We'll be right back with the Lifestar. We'll be right back.
See, that's
all hail the Lifestar. Lifestar. Lifestar, I don't want your anger, Lifestar. I want your love. Lifestar. Lifestar, come here. Come back, Lifestar.
Hi, we're the Grave Girls from Grave Girls Podcast. I'm your host, Hawthorne.
And I'm Amaryllis. Every week we watch a different horror film, and I find a scary story that goes with it that will definitely leave you shaking in your boots.
And if you aren't wearing boots, my true crime case and murder will scare the pants off you.
And then you'll just be naked, and that's just a fun time.
So listen to us on SoundCloud and iTunes.
And follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
Don't forget to check out our website at grave-girls.com.
We love you all in case we die.
Bye!
Hi, I'm Alyssa Cummins from The Haunted Ride, a paranormal podcast dedicated to you and your experiences. I know what it's like to have something happen to you that's unexplainable, and how it feels to want to tell someone but you're concerned they may think you're crazy. Whether it's a disembodied voice, an apparition, or something you just can't explain, this is your place to share it. So come tune in with me every week while we discuss anything and everything that falls into our paranormal and supernatural world. Because ghosts are out there, and if you're not careful, they will get you.
So we are back.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Hey, so, you know, we in our Monster Madness tournament, we had Goatman. If you haven't, I'm about to spoil some stuff. If you haven't listened to them, go back, listen to them. So, starting now, you're spoiled.
Spoiler alert is in effect.
Right now it is. Just making sure.
turn back now.
Yeah, this is it.
All right. I think we give them enough.
So the Goatman Bridge and everything that we talked about, because Goatman won, and we were talking about going and visiting. The paranormal team, the Paraholics, Shaggy from the Paraholics, I should say, messaged me and said, yeah, man, we're going to be going to the Goatman Bridge soon. So maybe we can do a little team up with them.
Oh, that'd be cool.
And they're actually going to go, what is the Hill House Manor? Is that what it's called here in Gainesville? They've investigated once before, and I was like, man, you know, we want to do that.
Yeah.
So, but they'll be, maybe we can talk to them about, you know, what they find at the Hill House Manor. Maybe we can go to the bridge with them. Also, one of our listeners who is pretty pretty close was like, I want to go. I was like, come on, we'll let you know when we do it. So I think we're going to have to make that field trip a reality when we get a chance.
Okay, I gotcha.
Because I think that'd be a lot of fun. You know, also get to interact with some other people with it. And I want to see the lights, because the whole thing is, if you, I can't remember what the lore is, but if you go on the bridge and you turn off your flashlight and walk across it, a light shines on you, and then the goat man
appears.
And then
the goat man shows up, yeah.
Something like that. But I want to, like, know all the history about it and stuff, and do the full story, because we kind of did the teaser, the Cliff Notes story.
The short version.
So I really want to do that when we can. I don't know when that'll happen, but
right.
I don't know when they plan on going, so I'll have to get more
in touch with them
and everything. I think that'd be a lot of fun.
Let me know. If I'm free that weekend, I'll definitely go.
Now, speaking of challenging ghosts, see my segue here?
Uh-huh.
I want a little segue. I don't know if they make that noise, but
oh, the point of a segue is just to go with.
Oh, the, oh, yeah. It's not to call, it's not supposed to call it out. And
not extensively. No.
So, internet challenges.
Oh gosh, yes.
The two newest ones that we know of, the triangle dance, or is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Which that's okay. I get those kind of challenges. Mm-hmm. The cheese challenge.
Right.
So if you don't know what the cheese challenge is.
And I really don't.
It is just parents getting a single slice of cheese and slapping it on their children's foreheads.
Right.
Like little infants' foreheads.
I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
Well, they started doing it to cats now.
Okay, I've seen them do it to dogs and stuff, which that's funny because the dog at least gets a little treat afterwards.
Yeah.
But like the baby has no idea. And sometimes it's funny, but 90% of the time I feel bad, and I've seen some of these videos where the parents fucking chunk it and it goes wham, I mean hard, and I'm like, CPS is getting called on you. I mean, you think like they're a pitcher for a Major League Baseball team,
right?
They hit so hard, but then the baby doesn't crash. You're like, okay, well,
they're just confused.
Yeah,
you know,
but they're just throwing the cheese over the face. It's land. It's usually lands on the forehead.
Right on the forehead. Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, like, babies that can't walk.
Right.
Like, I don't see where the humor is in that. Where it's like, this baby doesn't even know what's going on.
I don't know. People do weird things.
Nah.
Obviously, people do weird things.
So, I wanted to talk about, like, the list of challenges that you can remember. So, as far back as I can remember, like, planking was one, and I'm sure there's a bunch, but what was the first one you remember? Planking was the first that I remember taking off and being an internet meme or whatever.
Right. God, I really can't think. Yeah, that's about as far back as I'm going with challenges.
Mine was that salt and ice, where you... I'll do it and tell you how to do it. If you do it, you're done. Put the salt on like a part of your body, and then you apply ice, and it makes a chemical reaction.
Yeah, it burns the shit out of you.
And
yeah,
it makes a burn. Yeah, and people are like, "Oh, it doesn't
don't
hurt.
Try this at home, kids."
It affects you later, not then.
Right.
Like,
you know,
and the cracker challenge.
You know what? I've got one from when I was in I was in like fourth or fifth grade.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many years ago this would have been, but the first one that I can remember, this is before internet was as easy to get to.
Uh-huh.
Kids at school would trick other kids into getting an eraser.
Oh, fuck that.
And just going back and forth on your hand and just like as fast as you can. And it would get so hot.
Yeah, it'd burn you.
Yeah, and I still have a small scar where a kid made me do it right there.
I'm glad I didn't say that out loud, 'cause I was going to say, yeah, some idiots still have scars from it.
well, you're a kid. It was fourth or fifth grade, and, you know, it's just like, oh, what's it do? And I can't remember what it was supposed to do.
Or the one where, it's supposed to hurt you. It's all really supposed to do.
Well, I remember there was something would happen if you did this right.
Oh, okay.
And then you do it and you're like, okay, this is going to happen. Cool. And then you burn your shit out of yourself and you're like, ah.
Or the one where you would tell someone, hey, did you know that if your hand's bigger than your face, you have you have cancer.
Wow.
And so you do it and then they just smack the shit out of you with your own hand. It's like, you're using these tools.
Yes.
Bunch of tools.
But like some of the more popular ones, I had a list of them that I had written out.
You have the cinnamon one.
The cinnamon one.
The cayenne one.
So the cinnamon one, did you put the cinnamon under your tongue or just put
You just put it on a spoon and you tried to just put it in your mouth. And
just
apparently,
talk or see how long or how much you could put in there.
I think just to see how long you could keep it in your mouth.
Wasn't there an egg challenge of some sort too?
Well, there was a fluffy bunny where you stuffed as many marshmallows as you could in your mouth.
Oh yeah.
What was the other one? We were talking about this
ice
earlier.
Bucket challenge.
Yeah,
The mannequin challenge.
Yeah. That one was kind of funny.
The cracker challenge. Y'all remember that one? It's not on my
list.
Yeah,
that's what
list.
I just said.
She just, oh, did you? Yeah, okay. She just
you,
said it.
Uh-huh. Ten crackers in uh-huh. a minute?
And then you try to say like something or ABCs
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, you try to talk or something. Yeah, something weird.
Because it dries your mouth out super fast.
The water bottle flips.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Flip. And then the coin in the water bottle.
Oh, yeah. That one's more of a just a flat out prank.
That's a challenge. That's a challenge. The, you got to make somebody fall to look over that thing.
The Diet Coke and Mentos.
Yeah.
That you could do. It wasn't necessarily a challenge. It was just but something you just, cool you yeah, could do.
The Kiki challenge.
I don't know what that one is.
That's the one where there's. Is that what it is?
Kiki, do you love me? Or, is that one? Or
yeah.
No?
Yeah. It's where people are singing that song and they're driving. They put their car and drive and they just.
Oh, yeah.
Dance.
The Kiki. Yeah. And they do the heart thing.
Yeah. They're ghost riding their cars and letting it, they just put it in drive and they just walk beside it and sing this stupid song
yeah.
and make their own little music videos out of it.
Or what was it? Charlie, or whatever.
Charlie.
Yeah.
That's one that one's supposed to be more like a Ouija board type thing where you can talk to the dead.
It was still a challenge.
It's still
though.
A challenge. Yeah. Yeah. Then of course you got the Tide Pod one, which is so dangerous. Don't fucking do it, you dummies.
Little fun fact about the Tide Pod challenge. You know who made that one worse?
Huh?
The mainstream media.
Yeah, because
it lasted for like a week on social media,
and then the news
like
talks
November.
About it.
Yeah, and then somebody in some newsroom saw it, like two videos on the internet. Covered a big huge story about it, and guess what, the following January it blew up. So if you really want to blame somebody for
it's the media,
look at the very media, because that you can actually find the timeline of how it got popular.
I've just not remembered.
Damn
the
media.
Kylie Jenner lip challenge.
Oh, you did this.
Me and Tina did it, and I was so bruised around my mouth. I'm just going to go and let you know that.
Her lips never swelled up or anything, really, but she did have like some purple around
her
lips.
Bruised
her
lips.
Which was even more hilarious that I went to work the next day, and people were like, please tell me you didn't do that Kylie Jenner lip challenge. I'm like, I did, and look what it did. Like, I don't care.
There may have been some beverages involved, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It wasn't good. Like she was just being silly on her own. She's being silly because she had silly elixir in her.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so what's the other one that's happening right now? The Momo, Mimo, Mini?
Yeah, what's
eeny,
this
meeny,
one?
Mighty,
right? you teased it earlier.
Oh, Momo. So it's not even like a challenge, so but it's pretty freaky still, though. I had to like pull Gibson to the side and be like, what do you know about this, and how much do you know about this?
All I know is that kids are kind of getting hurt doing something.
So there's been like reports of like suicides and stuff because of this thing. So a lot of it has come up like that while kids are playing games, or while they're playing, you know, like on their tablets or video games or something, like there is something that is hacking through, and it's this thing called Momo. Well, Momo is this really pointed face. It looks like a lady with really long hair, like an Asian lady with a beak.
Uh-huh.
Big old buggy eyes, and it's like really weird. I think how it first ever started was from the WhatsApp, is how I found out, like how I've read about it. Was WhatsApp was there was a person on there, and you would call them, and then after you called them or like texted through them, like message them, then they mm-hmm. would start giving you like pretty much like challenges or like instructions. Like, if you don't do this, like, I know where you live, I'll kill you, I'll kill your family, this, and pretty much give them a whole entire rundown of, like, how you can kill somebody and get away with it, and how if you don't kill somebody, then I'm gonna come kill you, and, like, some places it kind of got kind of serious about, like, how they were, like, saying, well, I don't believe you, show me that you're real, and, like, they would hack, electronic devices in their house mm-hmm. and make a noise or something, you know. Like, these are people who can actually look really good at hacking and stuff. But it turns out, like, the Momo thing, I hate to ruin it for anybody if anybody's super excited and believes in it, but Momo was a statue that was an art statue by, I believe it was a Japanese, Asian, I can't really remember, but I want to say Japanese, but, and it's an art sculpture, and it was called Mama Bird, and this what it is it's the same person's face that somebody took a picture of, and they're using it because it is a scary figure.
Oh yeah,
but
I know what you're talking about now.
Yeah, and it has the bird feet and everything, but it looks like a human bird.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that's what they're using, and like that's how it pretty much is, and people like are doing things like people are committing suicide over this thing and not understanding.
Apparently
it.
it's worldwide, because in 2018, after an Indonesian newspaper reported that if it had caused a 12-year-old girl to kill herself.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just looking at the Wikipedia right now just for quick facts about it, but it's
facts.
The facts.
How about quick information?
Quick information.
Which, I mean, I feel bad for their families and everything. I guess it's about the knowledge that you kind of train your child in when it comes to internet. Right. Because there's another little kid that was like 4 years old, and his mom found out because he went and said, hey, I was playing this game and this happened and this is on my computer now. And so he found out. She found out because he told her, and he was having nightmares about it. So, I mean, some tell and some don't, I guess, unfortunately.
Yeah, so it was noticed by a YouTuber named Rainbot. You know what? That sounds really familiar. I think that's one of those list channels that kind of talk about spooky stuff. I'll have to look into that later. Maybe this is an episode topic.
Well, it turns out, I mean, they kind of like debunked their whole entire thing, though, now, because like it's not like it's just one person. What it is it's a bunch of different ones from different countries, so it's just them right. using that face, and it's different. And it also, there was a game, it's called a Momo game. There's an actual game that you play, and that happened from it too. Like, The statue became a game, the game became where somebody stole it and did this, and you'd have to go and find Momo or escape Momo, or I don't know, it was really weird.
Yeah, there's a little bit about it. This would be something really to maybe squeeze a full topic out of for an episode, but
until then, just kind of warn your kids, yeah, though, for sure. I mean, because there are some things that, like, yeah, I mean, people can find out where you live and everything, but you have to really explain to them that they can't hurt them.
Well,
I don't know. It's kind of hard to tell them that they can't hurt them.
Really, this really raises the question of, like, you know, when do you talk to your kids about internet safety, and like, what do you let them watch? Because there's the whole, like, what are those weird YouTube channels where it looks like kid shows, and it shows up on, like, the kids' YouTube apps and stuff like that? But
this is
like,
how this was pulling through.
This is how
the first one that it showed up through was a Peppa the Pig game.
Oh, okay. See, there's those weird YouTube videos that show, like, Spider-Man and Batman and Porky mm-hmm. Pig. It's just random characters. And they're, like, helping each other do stuff. But apparently, and I haven't found these videos, but I've seen these videos before because they're really bizarre. But someone's making these really weird cartoons of, like, and, like, it'll be, like, Spider-Man and Batman in a bathtub. But they're not, like, nude or anything, but they're right. sitting in a bathtub, and they've got, like, the rubber duckies, and they're singing songs. It's just bizarre stuff, and you're like, okay, that seems pretty harmless for the most part. Still weird.
Well, like you're just saying that, I'm reading an article right here where it said they were splicing images of the Momo character into kids' YouTube mm-hmm. videos
oh.
on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
There's just a quick little shot of the Momo figure.
And that'll freak a kid out. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like Kristen was saying, it was on the WhatsApp and it was a challenge. And essentially, the challenges were encouraging kids to hurt themselves.
Mm-hmm. And to hurt other people. Yeah.
Yeah. And apparently the artist over in Japan has destroyed the sculpture because
of everything that's gone on.
Pretty much. He was excited at first because he's like, oh, you know, it's getting attention. And then he was like, wait a minute. He was starting to see stories and reports about people hurting themselves because they were using his artwork to encourage kids to hurt, you know, other kids or other people.
Yeah,
because
people are just going there and taking a picture of it to mm-hmm, do this. Mm-hmm.
So he was very disappointed, and it's according to this, it's based on a bird woman,
mm-hmm. mama bird,
like almost like a cryptid, but a Japanese one.
It's really creepy.
It is a creepy image.
It's like they call it mother bird, and it's just like a human mom.
The Ubume, Ubume, is his inspiration.
Oh, so that's the real cryptid.
That's the real. Yeah.
The creature.
The folklore creature, right. Yeah.
So let me describe it to you if you haven't already Googled it by this point. It's like a stringy-haired woman with big bulging eyes and like a Michael Jackson-type nose with a really like almost
it's a long beak. And it's a beak because it's a bird.
Well, no, this one's not a beak.
This one's like her nose is kind of like pointed up and kind of smaller, like Michael
but her
Jackson.
Mouth is her mouth is like
a really wide.
Yeah, kind of like a beak. Yeah, kinda yeah, like, yeah. Like as human as a beak you could get.
Right, mm-hmm. And then like it's got like it looks like it's may have some kind of breast looking things. It looks like it has shoulders, but then it has.
Basically,
bird
from
legs.
The boobs up, and yeah. Then where the arms should be are a couple of like chicken legs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah,
that's creepy as hell.
Yeah, it is. I've seen that photo all over the place. I never knew what it was.
Right,
you know.
But yeah, so there's some watch what your kids are watching. Pay attention.
I can't stand people that just put a tablet in front of their kids and just walk off. It's like, oh my god! It's like, yeah. What are you doing?
See, okay, so
I mean, put the parental controls on it for
even
for
then,
that.
People manage to sneak shit in.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, yeah, but I mean, at least you're trying, and you're
and
meaner.
YouTube. They don't have the resources to go through every single child's video because there's hundreds of thousands of videos that are tagged. Child friendly,
and they're being uploaded so quickly that there's no way that they can monitor
well and then there's also remember there's that thing on YouTube where what was it if you put in 666 on YouTube and it takes you down like a whole entire rabbit hole and
I
then,
think that was just a video on I think that I don't know if that's real or not well
but you can't escape out of it and stuff
yeah
like, oh really you can't shut out of
it's
it
it's like an Easter egg it, of YouTube almost.
It shuts out your computer so I'll show you the video in a minute if there's a video of it of some. But it looks like they're on like a Windows 95. Like it doesn't look like it's anything. I don't know. It's really bizarre, and I've never found out if it's a real video.
You just keep
or not.
Pressing 666 enter 666 enter 666 enter, and like eventually, like it like takes you down like this weird.
Yeah,
rabbit
you just
hole
keep
kind of
searching
thing.
666, and like the searches become lesser and lesser, and then
like
eventually,
it narrows it down to
one.
Then, yeah, and then you just keep typing it 666, and then you search 666.
You know, it's too bad we don't know anybody on the inside who might, you know, happen to know anything about that specific 666 number. I mean, it's not like we have anyone here who would, you know, enlighten us on such things.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, there you are.
What?
Hey, buddy. What? Do you know anything about this?
Satan's cheap, so he has a 676 number, not a 666.
666.
Yeah.
665.
You know, that happens these days is people get to, like, the usernames before I get to them. So, like, I'm not even at Satan on Twitter. Someone else already grabbed that. I just wasn't quick enough.
Well, you mean the real Satan grabbed it.
Real me, whatever. It's the same.
Oh,
yeah, I don't
know. That guy, I can't stand him sometimes. He doesn't know shit.
He doesn't.
Or he doesn't want to talk about it.
But yeah, like, I don't know if that video is real. I don't even remember where to find that particular video, but it is creepy when you...
I think it's just Easter egg YouTube.
I think a lot of people are really creative when it comes to things like this. They can come up with little things that they can do that make it look legit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the Charlie, I'm sure it was just one kid who figured out a way to do a neat little magic trick and it freaked a bunch of people out. So then they all started doing it and it just becomes the telephone game at that point.
Well, and you know, probably about a year ago, we had an incident with Gibson, who's 9, with some choice words that he wasn't supposed to be using. And I mean, we pulled him from watching YouTube because we used to just let him get on YouTube because he likes to draw and stuff.
Right.
So he'll get on there and he would like watch the how to draw videos.
The art tutorials and things. Yeah.
But then he'd also listen to rap music that I wasn't real fond of, which is fine. Not fine, but it is fine. And then he got
just not fine for a 9-year-old.
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah, yeah. And then he started watching some YouTubers like the Jake Logan.
Those twerps.
Oh, Jake Paul.
Whatever. Logan, is it Logan Paul?
I don't know.
Jake, whatever. Anyways.
I'm not a teenage girl. I don't know.
Well, he started watching those kind of YouTubers. And at first you're like, okay.
Right.
And then it gets to where you notice they're saying a lot of inappropriate things. And you're like, hey, let's not watch that, buddy.
Yeah.
So we had to like rein him back on. You are not allowed to watch YouTube or get on the internet unless we are sitting there.
Right.
Because we were trying to be the cool parents and kind of, you know, letting little stuff like that slide.
Mm-hmm.
It just, it was a little too much.
Yeah, I remember about a year ago, my niece was watching a YouTube video on her phone. And then all of a sudden, I kept hearing the F word and the N word. And I'm like, looking around, I'm like, what? Where's that coming from? Look down, and she'd stumble across some gangsta wannabe, and that's all he's saying.
Oh.
So I was like, bloop, plopped it out of her hand. She started screaming. I kicked her to the curb, and I was like, and I was like, you ain't watching that. Here's Peppa Pig. Go back to that.
So, yeah, when I...
I don't know how she got from Peppa Pig to some guy sitting there constantly
just they
dropping
probably,
bombs.
They put that in their, like, little keywords. That's all it is. Peppa Pig, gangster. Like, I mean, they can do all kinds of stupid shit, and one thing will link and pull.
But now I also do go back and check his, like, recent watched history.
Right.
So make sure you sign them in so you can do that. You can go back to see what they've watched. I'm not trying to give anyone parenting tips. I was letting him watch a bunch of bad words for a minute before I had to.
I will say this, though. He does have a fascination with thick black women, though. Gibson does, that I've noticed.
What?
You've seen some of the rap videos he watches.
Oh god.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Bubble butt.
Oh yeah. What's the one where they have the big heads and their kids on the beach?
Oh, that's Ollie. He likes that. I spy with my little
eye. I spy.
Eyes.
That's right.
I spy. Okay.
Yeah. I was confused. I was like, wait, what are you talking about now?
This was a while back when I first noticed that he, you know, seemed to like some of these rap videos because that's all they were showing as, like, their backup dancers and
See,
stuff.
And that was, like, one of those things is like, oh, man.
I can't blame him, though. I mean, I'm not going to judge the kid for his taste.
But it's one of those things of, like, is he hearing anything? Is he seeing anything worse when he sees this than when he goes to the pool at this point? You know, because of how.
Well, last time I checked, I didn't go to the pool and see a bunch of women shaking, you know, twerking.
You're going to the
wrong pool.
Yeah, apparently so. Shoot, you know, I'm going to the wrong pool parties. I don't see that good stuff when I go to pool parties. I just see a bunch of drunk rednecks.
Well. I mean, we are where we are.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
But no, maybe I should have been on what he was watching a little sooner. It took him saying some choice words before I was like, eek.
Well, you know, when it first started, you know, it probably wasn't that bad. It's just over time, over the past few years, it just seems to be getting worse.
It really does.
All this horrible content for kids, but it's not for kids, you know.
Well, okay, here's what drives me nuts about the YouTube in general is let me say a good thing. I love that parents are allowing kids to make their own YouTube channels and be creative.
Mm-hmm.
What I absolutely hate is that these kids are making bukus of money off of stupid videos, which is make your money how you're making it.
Right.
I'm being a playa hater. But no, like I do think it's teaching these kids the easy way to make money. I think YouTube monetizing thing, I don't think is...
Ooh. Well, the kids aren't making it. It's going to the parents. You know?
Right. But so this is my point, though. Those parents are like, okay, so what kind of video do you want to do now?
Yeah.
Oh, you want to do a food challenge where you just get all this food and then you're mixing it together and seeing how nasty it'll be? Uh-huh. Let's do that.
Yeah.
No, it's the best way to make us look like big, stupid, fat Americans than to give these stupid kids money to do these stupid videos where they're just mixing chocolate and pickles.
They're wasting a whole bunch of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hate that. Yeah. It hurts me. And I'm a big fat guy, so and I like chocolate. Like,
here's something you also need to watch out for, especially if you're a person making content on YouTube, or if you're putting your kid out there, watch your comments, because apparently a thing that's been going on lately is you'll have people doing timestamps. You know, like say it's a 15-minute video.
Oh god, I don't know where this is going, but I already don't like it.
Yeah. Well, they'll have timestamps, you know, minute and a half, you know, 3.5 minutes, and you know, 5 minutes. And basically what they're doing is they're timestamping parts in the video that may look a little suggestive.
I knew it.
Uh-huh. So if you see...
at 2 minutes, the kid looks sexy right here.
Yeah, that's exactly what's going on. So if you have videos where you see this and you see a bunch of timestamps, report that person. because more than likely they're into some rather heinous things with children.
I'm just going to do that to adult YouTubers now.
Oh, God, yeah. But yeah, that's apparently a thing that's been going on. And here's the sad part. YouTube is punishing the people making the videos, not the people making the comments. They're actually taking down those videos instead of taking down the people making the comments. Yeah.
You know, a lot of people are getting hit. The people that actually monetize and make money, a lot of them are getting like streamers, people that stream video games and stuff.
Right.
They're getting hit with copyright protections and stuff because gameplay, music, whatever.
Right.
And they're getting all their shit demonetized.
Mm-hmm.
Musicians. They're getting, musicians that created their music are getting demonetized for whatever reasons.
I know some of them are scams. I know of one YouTuber, maybe just under, I think he, somewhere in the, 10 to 15,000 subscriber range. He does his own content. He makes sure he doesn't have anything that can be, copyright struck.
Right.
What people are doing is these fake companies are coming in and they're putting these fake copyright strikes on their videos and saying, we'll take it off for $200.
Mm.
It's extortion. They're extorting.
We've been hit with a bunch of copyright stuff on our YouTube account, mm-hmm. Which usually it's when we're talking about, I assumed we would when we did the backmasking episode. That one had a bunch of music clips.
Right.
And if I understand fair use, which I don't, you can use small clips if you're talking about something. So, I think we played under 30, 45 seconds of songs, and that's what we were talking about it. But then we were also playing it backwards, which I don't know if that still falls under copyright, playing something backwards.
Well, the whole thing is, yeah, they can come in and copyright strike it if they want, but it's more than likely bullshit.
You know what's funny? I heard that there's some way around some copyright laws and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like when you, sports games, they don't have the copyrights to a lot of the songs that they play in the stadium, but because it's not piped in through the TV, like it's not coming through the mixer and everything, it's actually just the stadium noise.
Yeah.
They can get away with it or something like that. And there's right. I don't know if
like a loophole or whatever.
I'm not a lawyer. I don't know anything about copyright laws. No one quote me on any of this, but I heard that there's something weird ways you can get around stuff like that.
Like I know, overseas, any country outside of America, they don't give a shit about copyright or trademark. Yeah. They don't care. So they'll do whatever they want.
Alfonso losing the Fortnite dance, Carlton?
That does not surprise me, because here's what I understand about dances. They were, you could copyright them. There was a law that was passed in the 70s.
Uh-huh.
But as long as you do a slight variation to the dance, you can't claim it.
Yep.
So, the kid that wants to sue for the floss, mm-hmm. it's not his.
Yeah, okay, so that.
You can actually find a 90s boy band video where somebody's doing it.
Well, and not only that, but remember I told you about the kid who was doing, or the backpack kid?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So.
That's Floss Kid.
Yeah, the Floss Kid, the backpack kid. Well, in his new video, he's fucking imitating Napoleon Dynamite.
See?
I thought he was doing a different dance, too.
It was the Napoleon Dynamite dance whenever he is out there on the stage.
What's the shoe?
Oh, shoe. Shoo. Yeah, that's not his dance, though. He wishes it was his dance.
He was doing that, though, in one of the video, I thought.
Well, he's with the guys who started it. But,
oh. I don't know.
But, I mean...
All this young kid stuff,
but even even just like the Napoleon... He immediately put out that lawsuit on him, and then he turns around and parodies Napoleon Dynamite. Right,
somebody else's,
how are you going to do that?
I knew Carlton wasn't going to win, and I know the Floss Kid's not going to win. The only one who might actually have a legitimate case is Orange Justice,
because
they almost took that beat for beat. I say almost spot on, because I haven't done the side by side, but from what I've heard, that they're identical. And if they are, he's probably the only one that could sue and win, because it's identical.
But see, my thing is I'd be like, Hell yeah, a lot of kids are doing my dance and everything.
Yeah, a lot of kids are seeing the dance. They go watch the music video. Now they like the song. They're buying the the track.
It's almost like free advertising.
Even Soldier Boy was wanting to sue.
I think they should call it, though, what it is. Like, you did the Soldier Boy Superman. You did the Backpack Kid Floss. Like, call it what it is.
Uh-huh. And if you're so worried about it, then you better fucking copyright it beforehand.
Well, there's that. But at the same time, like I said, call it something different. Put a little variation to it, they can't say shit.
Yeah, they can't. Similarity is it. I mean, that's it.
It's basically kind of like parody.
I hope they do the Macajana, and they do the hand motions twice just to make it different, and then do the rest of it the same.
Right.
I mean, that's how they can do it. They can get away with it. And I mean,
because in Fortnite there is a Napoleon Dynamite dance, but it's slightly different than the actual dance, so they can get away with it. Bless you. Yeah, you still came through on our mics.
But there you go.
It's
it's like we were talking about earlier, people who are such diehard fans, they just got to be that one person who stands up for everybody, even though they don't get shit out of it. And they're like, Alfonso, did you say they stole your dance? Well, you were doing America's Funniest Home Videos.
They even have him admitting that he stole it from two different sources.
Well, okay, so we watched America's Funniest Home Videos not long ago.
I was about to bring this up. Go ahead.
And Alfonso
was doing the floss.
Did the floss.
He was doing the floss.
Yeah, on purpose.
On America's Funniest Home Videos, because he's the host now.
Yeah.
He's like, it was pretty much like a big fuck you.
You could see him looking in the camera like, eat it, bitch.
Yeah, I may have lost him doing your dance now. Yeah. Like, fuck you. And which is funny because it's just a floss. It's not Fortnite. It's, they don't own any of those dances.
No.
It's just, you know, like, so who are you really saying fuck you to? Fortnite or the person who started the floss? Like,
or the fans.
Or, yeah, I mean, or the all your little kids who watch those videos are kids.
It's like, don't be upset because you, one, lost, a suit.
You're doing a kid's show and you're being a sore loser.
Yeah, exactly. And you're doing a kid's show. You're being a sore loser. Just shut up. You're mad
because...
Take a
seat, Alfonso.
You're mad because you lost.
You're mad because Will Smith was fucking number one and not you.
the only dance, which I don't play Fortnite, but the only dance I'd want to see from him is when him and Will get stuck in Vegas and they have to do the dance competition to win money to get home.
Oh,
and it's the jump on it. Jump on it.
Okay,
jump
there you go.
It.
That's one. Jump on it. That's a fucking... That's not from them.
But their little dance, how they do the hips.
Yeah.
Bow, 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 bow.
Everybody could have got sued already for all that shit if they wanted to be tacky about it.
Right, right. That's why it's you know.
He's just mad because he wasn't the Prince of Bel-Air. Yeah.
He's
a Princess of Bel-Air.
If you don't want
to
get sued, just put your own little take on it. Put your own little twist on a dance and you're fine. They can't sue you.
I'll be connected by lawyers soon because I called him the Princess of Bel-Air. Yeah. You've been served by Alfonso.
Right, how many karaoke people are gonna get sued for doing Thriller?
For singing the song.
Right, yeah.
You know?
And for singing the song, period. Yeah. I mean, you go so
isn't there
far.
A Thriller dance on Fortnite? Or there was
the whole prison did Thriller dance. What are they gonna do?
Oh, that was cool.
Sue the prisoners?
Did you ever see that?
Uh-uh. I'm already in jail, bitch.
There was a bunch of inmates. If you look it up on YouTube, they reenacted the Thriller dance. Like,
oh, really?
It's a full prison, it looks like.
Okay,
it's like
see,
the
okay,
PG
let's,
version
let's,
of the Centipede.
Let's take,
they made them do it, but they had to do it.
Let's take that as an example. You have a bunch of prisoners. It do a video. It blows up. Is the company that owns the rights to the Thriller, are they going to sue them now?
If they monetize it, does the prison get the money?
No.
Or do the inmates get a share?
Nobody gets the money. If it's monetized, the company gets the money. Because they
be
can put a
proud
copyright
that they
strike.
Used
right.
your
but
fucking
it, let's
song.
Just, let's just say that they didn't put a copyright on it, and who, if the prison uploaded it as like, look, we're rehabilitating our inmates.
The person who uploaded it gets the money.
Hmm.
That's the person. If whoever's associated with that account gets that cash.
Okay.
Yeah,
but then if it gets monetized, then Michael Jackson's estate gets it.
Oh, the moment gets monetized. Yeah, you're right. It's whoever owns that
it's
record
just like
label.
Us using music at the end. If you have, all you gotta do is put their credentials at the end and say, "This is their song by so and so," and you can get away. I mean,
you know, when I used to make skits and stuff on YouTube, I never tried to monetize anything. One, I don't have any kind of following on any YouTube platform for that. But two, it was just me practicing my editing and stuff. But I would use like intros and outros for and use bands and stuff. And I always rolled credits. And I know this doesn't do anything, but I always put the band, the song, and the album that it was on.
Oh, yeah.
When the credits rolled, because I always felt like, hey, I like these
give
bands.
Credit where credit's
yes,
due.
Exactly. Okay.
So yeah. This is what's so stupid about it to me. You are mad. So what you did was an artistic thing. And you are exclaiming yourself artistically. But then again, you're going to be pissed off because you want to share your art with the world. But the minute that the world starts taking in your art and using it and exclaiming it back, then you're pissed and you're like, Sue.
Okay, like, well, you know what? I've got the perfect example that's
Andy
recent.
Warhol.
Well, what if you don't want your art associated with that work? The recent shootings that happened. Apparently, I can't remember. It was not here in the States.
New Zealand.
In Brazil.
Okay, that's right. New Zealand.
Oh, that was Brazil.
Now it's New Zealand.
Apparently, the shooter yelled, subscribe to PewDiePie.
Are you serious?
And apparently, he live streamed it.
What?
So, like, this, he doesn't want to be associated with that
right.
at all.
Right.
And now a lot of people are, like, trying to say, unsubscribe to what's his name?
PewDiePie.
I don't watch him. Anyways, a lot of people are like, oh, this is going to hurt him because a lot of people are going to unsubscribe. But he had to put out a statement saying, look.
I have no affiliation whatsoever.
Yeah, which is what you have to do to like, because they said his name, which is his brand.
Right.
Or if anyone would have been like, drink Coke and then did something like that or Disney World's the best, you know.
Yeah.
You don't want to. So just like.
Or it'd be just
yeah,
like.
There's a difference between being just that like, I mean. As an adult, you're going to have to understand that some people do that. I mean, doesn't mean that Disney World or Coke
well,
said go and
is,
shoot
like,
those people. You can't help freedom of speech.
Okay, hold on. Let's put it this way. Like, let's say Alfonso is his real name. Carlton, the Carlton dance. What if he didn't want something that he's very known for being included in a, could be considered a violent game, even though it's not very violent? I mean, it's
then,
they're shooting each other.
Then all you do is you get on and go, hey, look. I know that this, you know, this is associated with something violent. I don't condone the actions taken in this game. I don't condone the actions of this individual. You can't link me to this because of this.
Right, right. Well, but
I'd say, but Carlton's always been a big old poon. And I'd be happy if Fortnite sat there and put my shit in there because he was a poon on, you know, on. He's doing everything childish there is out there. Like, take it, dude. Like, be happy that, like, a semi-manly game took your shit and sat there and was like, hey, look, Carlton.
The views of Kristen don't apply to all of us.
No.
Well.
I disavow her comments.
Sorry. Why? Y'all don't want to be in the lawsuit with me?
No. I would rather not.
I actually like him.
I think Carlton's
funny.
A pussy then, he's a pussy now. I don't know. He's just a big old baby.
Hey, you know what? But if the Life Star says that he's a pussy.
That's right.
Who am I argue with the Life
yeah,
Star?
Yeah, that's true.
The god,
take that,
the goddess robot?
That's right. The goddess alien robot has spoken through the Life Star.
I'm just saying. I'm here for a reason.
And you know
guys.
What, for conspiracy theorists, she's got an owl tattooed on her arm.
Ooh.
What does that mean?
Ooh, owls are a big thing in the conspiracy world.
Oh,
Kristen.
Anybody who's a conspiracy theorist knows about owls.
All it means is in the Indian world is if it means good luck or if it means death.
See, the Life Star giving good luck or death?
That's right.
Oh,
my fault. Don't fuck
with
me.
That's her left arm. That's her left arm of life or death right there.
Yeah. What does it mean in the conspiracy world?
Well, let's see. You have supposedly it is.
She's got
the
a bunch of 13s too.
It's a symbol of the Illuminati. The owl is like the mascot.
Or wisdom.
Right. Or in the alien world, people who experience alien encounters. Oh, I'm serious. Claim to see owls
yeah.
Before or after they get abducted.
Mm.
So, and you got one right there on your arm.
Yep.
What do you know that we don't, Star Child?
Mm-hmm. Life Star to you, bitch.
Oh, I'm sorry, Life Star. Oh, my bad.
We're getting
Freudian slip there.
All our alien. Well, I think this is a good place to stop this After Dark. It's just something a little extra to tide you over.
It's because the Life Star is glaring at us now.
Yeah.
She's getting angry.
The next episode will be. Who's next? Are we gonna do Kristen next with the fur fish versus the Mongolian death worm?
I say we get it over with, man. I say we just get it over with.
And I'm afraid that people have turned on the Mongolian death worm.
That's surprising. I figured they'd be all for it.
A couple of people are like, "Boo! He lost. He's out." So,
How about this? Take a consensus, and if they don't want to do it, we can go back to her.
I say Mongolian stays in because I would like to see him get a second chance. He was knocked out the first round. He's been training all year.
That's true.
He was really looking forward to this. So I think.
And I'll tell you what. To be fair, if a favorite gets knocked out this year, we'll let him have a rematch next year.
Yeah, I think that's what we should do. I like that a lot.
That's what we're doing now, and people aren't very happy about it.
Well, there's just a
handful of people.
Yeah.
We've only had a few people say. A few people have been real stoked that he's back.
Yeah, yeah.
So, anyways, how about we get out of here, and we'll be back hopefully next week. I'm not going to make any promises. We're kind of going to a looser schedule and everything, like I've been mentioning for a while.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But the next episode will definitely be Furfish versus Mongolian Deathworm.
That should be a slaughter. At least you hope it will be.
God, I kind of hope the Furfish wins.
Yep. All
right, do you have anything else to say, Kristen?
No.
All right, Rudy?
I got nothing.
All right, we are out of here. Have a good day.
Evening.
Morning.
Night.
Yeah. Social media, find us. Secret Transmission.
You know.
All that good stuff. Yep. Leave us a review.
Hashtag Lifestar.
Hashtag Lifestar. All right, goodbye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You have just listened to After Dark with the Secret Transmission Podcast. You can follow them on Twitter and Instagram at Secret Transpod. Like them on Facebook. The show is available on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, the Satchel app, and YouTube. The Secret Transmission Podcast is a proud member of the Dark Myths Collective. Visit them at darkmyths.org to find other great podcasts. Please come back next week as they try to explain the unexplainable.